Well, he got the shot across the bow, you could say, with Wisconsin's Paul Ryan. He issued his proposal for the 2012 budget, which included what he called really a massive shifting of priorities in terms of what we spend our money on.
We've had almost a week to mull that over.
Right. And in the meantime, in that week, you had a lot of GOP legislators and analysts saying, where is the president on the budget? Why doesn't he step forward and give us his plan? So that's what's going to happen today. As far as we know, President Obama will deliver a speech at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, and he's expected to detail his plans on how to lower the deficit over time. Joining us now to give a prediction on what he may or may not say, we've got Todd Zwillick with us, our Washington correspondent, and Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio. Todd, let me start with you. The stakes are relatively high for this speech today, don't you think?
Oh, yes, they are high because, as you said, the president has been, well, he hasn't been silent, but he's been relatively silent in the din of Washington. But I think what you've seen from the president so far is tactical silence. It's not that the president doesn't have anything to say on entitlements. It's a big deal, the third rail of politics, all those cliches. But he's been letting the Republicans kind of stick their neck out, and now here he comes. I don't think you should expect a ton of specifics from the president today. He's not going to say, let's do this to Medicare, let's do this to Social Security. You're going to see generalities, but some of those generalities will be this. The biggest generality, you're going to see the president be the first guy in town to talk loudly about revenue. Revenue means taxes, i.e., they're going to have to be raised. Because ultimately, here's what this is, Celeste. This is a philosophical speech. I think ultimately this is about the relationship of people to their government and the social contract, the safety net of Medicare and Social Security, in particular for the middle class, Medicaid for the poor. And I think the president wants to give the message that, yes, I have to be honest with you. We have a massive debt and a deficit. These things have to be fixed. However, I'm not going to let them eviscerate your Medicare. I'm not going to let them take away your Social Security or fundamentally alter it and just have one group of people shoulder all the burden. Let's talk about the Bush tax cuts. Let's have taxes for the wealthiest Americans go up so that if there's pain, and my fellow Americans, there's going to be pain, we're all going to share in it, not just one group like the Republicans want.
They
just want the middle class.
He's not going to say, my fellow Americans, there's going to be pain.
No.
He's not going to say those words,
no way,
John. He's going to suggest it strongly. He's going to suggest it.
All right. Well, Charlie Herman, since we're talking about taxes, I mean, the taxes have been kind of an underlying subject in Washington for a while. The president has also already said he wants to overhaul the tax code. He clearly wanted to let the Bush tax cuts expire before now. Is there any kind of taste in Washington for actually increasing tax revenues, increasing taxes on any portion of the population?
I think it's pretty difficult. I mean, we saw this battle back in December where the president wanted to let the Bush tax cuts expire for the wealthiest Americans, and that didn't happen. So in some aspects, it feels like we're re-debating a debate that we had not too long ago that basically the president lost or at least decided to concede on. I mean, the focus so much in Washington has been the way to get the deficit down is by spending cuts. And there really hasn't been a lot of talk about raising taxes or tax reform. And in some aspects, if you really want to try and get down the debt, that is something that you have to address. I'm not advocating, no one really wants to pay more taxes, but there really needs to be a comprehensive plan, not only to look at cutting spending, but also at bringing in more revenue. And basically, that means raising taxes. Some of the ideas that are out there or are really eliminating all the tax deductions that are out there. For example, the deductions you take on your mortgage if you own a home. But in return, what you would get would be a lower tax rate. So instead of paying 20 or 30%, maybe you would pay 14% in taxes. But again, this is really difficult to get that through. These are really popular exemptions that people have on their tax forms. So this is a really difficult battle, and anything that seems to even hint at raising taxes on average people is really going to be a hard thing to get through this Congress.
But Charlie Herman, evaluate economically the following. It seems as though Congressman Ryan, by mentioning Medicare and Medicaid last week, and if the president reiterates that today, plus the Bush tax cuts that are due to expire, all those things are kind of on the table. To go beyond that, yes, you get into some really serious political pushback. But are markets reassured that even just that, the Bush tax cuts expiring and Medicare and Medicaid being on the table as a way to get us to some sort of deficit reduction?
I don't know if it will, because right now the big battle is they can't even really get agreement about the debt ceiling. And while you have people who are arguing that this the amount of money that the government can borrow needs to be extended if you want to continue funding the government, needs to be done by, really, we hit that ceiling in mid-May. The deadline is July. There's a lot of talk about politics about this. We've been talking about this issue. If they can't even address that particular issue, which is coming up, which is a huge issue, how are they going to really honestly and effectively deal with some of these other issues like raising taxes? So that stuff is on the table, but there's a sense of, yeah, it's on the table, but they're not really dealing with it. They're not dealing with each of the issues that are coming before them. Look how long it took to get a budget.
Well, let me play you this comment from House Majority Leader Eric Cantor. Here's what he had to say.
All of us 54 and younger, you know, have to accept the fact that these programs, if they're going to be around, are not going to look the same. We want them to be around because, you know, we care about those who need our help. We want a safety net in place that actually is there for people who need it, not for those who don't.
And Todd, this appears to be one of the base arguments because there's not agreement on who needs it and who doesn't.
Yeah, that's right. And you may in the future see a discussion about who needs it and who doesn't. There's a thing called means testing, make the rich pay more. That's what that means. A little bit of real talk there from the majority leader saying, look, people who are young enough have to accept that these entitlement programs are not going to be the same for us as they were for our parents. John, you're right. The president's not going to say this is going to be painful, everyone, but he needs to give a dose of reality in this speech when you talk about it as a philosophical speech to acknowledge that there's a debt problem and a deficit problem, that tough decisions have to be made.
You think he's going to talk about his new best friend, John Boehner? That relationship is all over, like, the talk of Washington.
I think that he will use it as an example. Look, it was a tough decision. Look what we can do when we sit down and make the hard choices. There were a lot of things in that deal I didn't like. So look, I'm the president. I'm ready to make some hard choices and say we can make hard choices in the future. But back to philosophy, when we make hard choices, I'm not going to put all the hard choices on the middle class and the poor. Shared sacrifice. I think you're going to see a theme from the president on shared sacrifice. When you hear that, that translates to higher taxes for the rich. Shared sacrifice, and let's have everybody pay into this.
All right. Charlie, we're going to need you to come back, though, to sift through what exactly is rhetoric and what's real in terms of economic numbers, right?
Yes. And what I just wanted to add on to what Todd was saying there is I think that the speech, in a way, could define, like, basically everything going forward for the political landscape on both Republicans and Democrats. I mean, we've got the debt ceiling.
Wow, that's a lot.
Upcoming budget.
We're going to have to leave it there, Charlie, unfortunately, but that's a lot for this one speech the president will deliver at 1:30 p.m. Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for The Takeaway in WNYC, and Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent.